Blog Talk Radio.
Hang in there, guys.
48 senators voted to burn the flag of the United States of America. 8 were on the Senate Intelligence Committee, headed up by Bob Graham of Florida, Carl Levin of Michigan, Rockefeller, Wyden, Durbin, Evan Bayh, John Edwards, Barbara Mikulski, Fred Thompson, plus Daniel Akaka, Evan Bayh, Robert Bennett, Joe Biden, Jeff Fingerman, Barbara Boxer, Robert Byrd, Maria Cantwell, Gene Carnahan, Thomas Carper, Lincoln Chafee, Hillary Clinton, Ted Cochran, Ken Conrad, John Corzine, Tom Daschle, Christopher Dodd, Byron Dorgan, Dick Durbin, John Edwards, Russell Feingold, Bob Graham, Tom Harkin, Daniel Inouye, James Jeffords, Ted Kennedy, John Kerry, Herb Cole, Mary Landrieu, Patrick Leahy, Carl Levin, Joe Liverwurst, Mitch McConnell, Barbara Mikulski, Patty Murray, Bill Nelson, Don Rickles, Jack Reed, Rockefeller, Paul Sarbanes, Chuck Schumer, Gordon Smith, Arlen Specter, Debbie Stabenow, Fred Thompson, Robert Torricelli, John Warner, Paul Wellstone, and Ron Wyden. 80% of flag burners vote to kill kids. Here are the flag burners in the House. Abercrombie, Ackerman, Allen, Baldwin, Barrett, Becerra, Berman, Blumeyer. Found a rainbow, found a moonbow.
Hi, you boys and girls. I started off with the Star Spangled Banner, but I forgot that I have a whole list of flag burners and a whole litany that goes with that. And I wanted to hit you with more important stuff. Not that that's not important. 48 senators who vote to burn the flag is a threat to the security of the United States. And 125 Viet Cong grease mice who voted to burn the flag is also a threat to the security of the United States. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. All the threats to the nation. I heard somebody say today they were arguing about abortion, and they said, we don't want to go back to the 50s. Well, let me tell you something. In the 50s, people fell in love. Today, the divorce rate is 75%, and the press tells you it's only 50. Yeah. Today, your house is underwater. If you bought a house in the 50s, it's worth at least 40 times what you paid for it. Yeah. Your stock market, your 401k is under surveillance by the government. They're not going to take it away like they did in Cyprus. They're just going to borrow from it like they did to your Social Security and my Social Security. This government is runaway. They are tax junkies, and they're so desperate for tax money, they're even going to hook your kids on drugs so they can tax it. And now, if you're 15 years old, you can get the morning after pill. And you can help your friends that are 11, 12, and 13, and 14. You know, you can go in and buy it for them. You know, like when somebody used to buy cigarettes for you that was 18. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're not solving any problems. We're just making them worse. So, welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. And tomorrow morning opens the testimony of the Benghazi murders and the cover-up by the press. So I put together a little something. I'm going to share it with you. And it's my personal opinion on what I think is taking place. The president who condemned Bush for going to Iraq and fighting a war in two countries went to Libya and is now fighting wars in four countries, plus Massachusetts. There was no rhyme or reason to go to Libya, none whatsoever, other than take focus off of Bashar al-Assad's evil deeds in Syria. And tonight there are a million Syrian refugees sitting in Turkey, hoping someday they can go back to their homes. How would you like to be one of those refugees? How would you like to be a New Yorker sitting on the Jersey side, looking at your house? Never forget, Nancy Pelosi took 41 demo camos to Damascus to lick the ankles of the Syrian master distributor of the IEDs. Those IEDs were packed with Iranian copper lugs to better shred the legs of American troops. Assad is also the murderer of the Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri, using IEDs that blew a hole in the road so big that they had to use ladders to go get the remains. Assad's father has wiped out whole Syrian villages, much like Saddam Hussein. They have a lot in common. The hand grenade that does not fall far from the pin. Assad is an ally of the Soviets and Iranian killers of Americans. Every time you see a mob in the Middle East, they all have communist AK-47s. Assad's party of death is the Ba'ath Party. His twin, who also took a Ba'ath Party, was Saddam Hussein. Syria was a natural storage point for WMDs on the run. The greatest gift Israel could give the USA would be to find those WMDs with Iraqi DNA. And that would finish the Ba'ath Party branch in the USA, the party of death by drugs and abortion, the demo camos under the diversionary leadership of Osama bin Laden. He gave Osama bin Laden 4 months to escape. He is now giving Bashar al-Assad 1 year to escape. As for the war on Boston, when was the last time a judge sent by Eric Holder showed up at a hospital to protect a murderer? When Obama reluctantly gave the okay to clip bin Laden, his communist press release took place at 10 p.m. on a Sunday night. That was to tamp down the patriotic celebration. Had that quiet news been released on a Friday, the party would have been across the country for 72 hours. That would have made the Palestinian 911 PLO dancers and Bill Maher cancel their candy order. One tent bomb from Ronald Reagan shut Gaddafi up for 20 years. When he saw Bush the cowboy and conqueror take the right turn into Saddam's palace, plant Uday and Kusei Pelosi on Sandal Hill, Gaddafi gave up his WMDs right away. Iran also was very concerned, knowing American troops could be at Ahmadinejad's house in an hour. And we had Iran surrounded entirely on all sides. Tomorrow, Americans are going to learn that the president, who is our top military commander, the commander-in-chief, who possibly violated Article 99 of the UCMJ, the Uniform Code of Military Justice. The charge would be cowardice in the face of the enemy. The penalty, if found guilty, could be death by firing squad. Why should it be any different for a president? They would do it to a private. The best lie they could swear to was school kids out for a walk were enraged by a 42 viewers YouTube video. As per the Sunday sermon from Susan Rice, trumpeted by the Islamo-Camo media, a burning embassy was shown on Al Gore Jazeera, who insisted it was global warming, also known as climate change. I call it climax change. Now we have three witnesses that want to testify. Hold on, I'm going to give you a tune, and when I come back, we'll give you the three witnesses who wanted to testify. Let's see if I can give you, I'll give you heart and soul. Sorry for coughing in your face. Here we go. Now we have three witnesses that want to testify, but not on the Arkansas train tracks or any national parks. The Army general in charge of the region ordered a rescue mission immediately. His order was countermanded, and he was relieved by phone. By who? I think that general's name is Ham, and I'd love to know what he knows. The admiral in charge of the fleet in the region ordered his ships to proceed to the area. His order was countermanded, and he resigned 3 weeks later. An F-16, like the ones Obama is giving to Egypt to kill the Jews, Flying from Italy can be over the beach house in Benghazi in 20 minutes. A C-130 at 2 at the 3 hours. What about all these Rambo movies where you see the guys jumping out of the planes and landing near where these guys were surrounded? We couldn't do that. We didn't have that capability. What is it? Only Hollywood has that capability? You know what you do? You play Leon Panetta's a sorry-ass excuse and ask yourself why he's not in prison. The two on the rooftop, that was Glenn Doherty and Tyrone Woods, they were listed in the communist press as three others. They wouldn't even mention their names. That's how quick they wanted you to forget about them. The ambassador and three others. That's all you saw. You never saw their names. You got to Google it to find out who they were. And there isn't two people in the country that can remember their names outside of their loved ones. It's really sad. And those two guys would have gladly called in a broken arrow and possibly survived. We are wide open, face down, pants down, and it's been done to us by the Demo Camos. They hate this country. They started in the Vietnam War to destroy it, and they're getting very close to achieving their goal. Instead, a coward went campaigning for votes, telling suckers he has their best interest at heart. The evil queen of the useless of A screeched, "What does it matter how they died? Don't you realize I have a presidency to rule?" The greatest murderer is the communist press. The C in their logo stands for communist. Alger Hiss-like in snake is their editor-in-chief. NBC, nothing but communists. CNN, the Communist News Network. ABC, always be communist. National Public, a communist radio. WP, oh, that's the Washington Post. The WCP. And New York, a communist crimes, I call it, the Times. New York crimes. They covered it up better than the Goswell pro-choice murders. Did you see that on Fox? That there was no press at the press conference for the pro-choice murders that were taking place in Philadelphia. Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, and you got a guy hacking six-pound babies to death. Yeah. Unbelievable. They ought to have Bruce Springsteen outside that clinic singing Born in the USA. Or Where is the Love? It is sad. It is really sad. If you want to see how sad it is, go to YouTube and click on Abortion is Murder. And look for the baby in the bucket. Can't take it, can you? I think there's another one that's more humane. What's the name of that one? Oh, it'll come to me. When it does, I'll tell you. Yeah, you got to see what's going on. You can't look the other way. What are you, a Nazi? What are you, a villager in Birkenau, Auschwitz? You don't know what's going on? Why don't they put videos and cameras in the chop shops? So everybody can see what's going on and see how their taxpayer money is doing wonders. Okay, the greatest murderer, I said, was the communist press. They covered it up better than the Goswell pro-choice murders. And that guy, he didn't bat an eye when he was testifying or avoiding testimony. It was like, hey, it's a day's work, man. I kill these kids all the time. Just gets on my nerve when they make those sounds. And then they cry for mommy. Oh, we got a lot to account for, man. We're going to burn. If you thought Sodom and Gomorrah got goosed, wait till you see what's going to happen to us. Yeah, and what's that guy's name? Pat Robinson, he'll be right. That crazy guy, that crazy religious guy. See, I can't believe this is happening. Not to us. Doesn't God know who we are? Yeah. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. So, we're talking about the communist press, they cover up everything, like the Goswell pro-choice murders. Like they covered up the kidnapping and drugging of Elian Gonzalez, the USS Holco, the WTC trial run in 1993 under the Raspberry Beret President Pinocchio pants, the Al-Khobar Towers, they hit Obama's body count in Afghanistan. You know, you don't have no idea how many he's lost in Afghanistan, do you? Well, I'm going to give you a hint. It's 2,031. You know how many Bush lost in 8 years in Afghanistan? Well, he wasn't in Afghanistan. He was in Iraq. He lost 4,700 in Iraq, fighting a major war. He was in Afghanistan for 8 years. He lost 461. And Obama is up to 2,031, not counting the GIs, 51 of them who got shot in the back or were rotting in Fort Leavenworth for trying to protect their back, not counting the GI who had his throat cut by a kid yesterday while teaching other kids how to play basketball. Then there was an entire 22-man SEAL team that was wiped out in a phone-ahead ambush like Clinton's Mogadishu. You never heard about those guys. That's also up on YouTube. It's called SEAL Team 6 Sacrificed. All the bodies are coming home in flag-draped coffins, the flag that 48 senators voted to burn. And you know how they did it? They used a clever communist tactic. They called it freedom of speech. Now, you go back to the 50s, and these guys are 5 years out of World War II, and you tell them you're going to burn their flag because it's freedom of speech, and call me from the hospital and let me know if you still got all your body parts. You couldn't do it to them. But why can they do it to us now? Because we're the watered-down version of freedom. All the bodies are coming home in flag-draped coffins, that flag that 48 senators voted to burn. The freedom that you can't have anymore because you can't handle freedom. One day you'll be denied a moment of prayer. The communists will call it a moment of silence, not for the dead, but for you, because your American spirit has been silenced. The fifth column communists labeled the dead Americans as NATO troops, but they're not being buried in Holland. They're being buried in the divided USA, divided by intention, a nation pulled apart like a planned slaughterhood baby. I do not know what the greater charge is going to be, treason or baby killing. The war in Iraq was Bush's fault, according to the communists, but no one could guarantee our safety. No one knew what Saddam had, and no one knows now. We had to rely on Mohammed Baradei. He was the UN inspector, and he now works for the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. No can do. We sent in our own inspectors. Now sarin gas is turning up in Syria. Take a whiff and tell me the vintage. So hang in there. We'll get you some other subjects. And I'm going to give you a tune, a little marching band tune.
Yeah.
you know what? I'm looking at this Boston bomber, and I hear tonight on the radio, I don't know how true it is, but three states have refused to put his body in the ground or to perform any kind of ceremony for him. Three states. It should be 50 states. And I don't trust his uncle either. His uncle called him a loser. I think his uncle was annoyed because he was supposed to wait till the 4th of July to set the bombs off. And FBI, you better wake up and stop protecting mosques and take some of those agents and go out and find out what's going on inside those mosques. Yes, a little eavesdropping. Convert if you have to. They would do it. Yeah, they've already done it. Two passports. They've converted to two passports. Anyway, Aaron Klein is very good. You got to catch Aaron Klein on Sunday nights. He's got a lot of inside information. And what I like, he broadcasts from Israel. So as a matter of fact, tonight he said, if we go to commercial, you know that the sirens are going off. And they're in the war zone, man. They're in the war zone. You got one billion Muslims that wants to kill them. They want 1 billion Muslims wants to see the eradication of, what is it, how many, 3 million, 5 million Israelis? How could you be hated that much? Huh? Who does that? Explosive details from Benghazi whistleblowers. Would you like to hear that? Explosive details. Explosive. Is this the cell papers? And we're all going to get the quick shuffle. I'm worried about Daryl Issa. He couldn't bring down Eric Holder for killing 70,000 Mexicans with his guns. And Obama goes to Mexico and tells the Mexican people, yes, we're going to take the guns away from the Americans. How about we take them away from Eric Holder? And Janet Napolitano, the little Caesarette. Unbelievable. We in big trouble. Plenty big trouble, as Tonto would say. In plenty big trouble. We're in trouble, man. Trouble, toil and bubble. Okay, let's see what we got. I'm trying to find my emails. Life is not easy when you're on the radio. give me a break. My wife is looking for tours of East Hampton. Yeah, $1 million a weekend. I can't take it. Going out there to see relatives who have money. Yeah. Unbelievable. Just give me a second here. Please bear with me. Well, you know what I can do? I'm going to give you, being that it's Cinco de Mayo, and Puerto Ricans have nothing in common with Mexicans, I'm going to play you Hey Senorita.
While you're love as you've ever. Now that you are mine, you'll be finally senorita. Now that you are mine.
I shouldn't have said Puerto Ricans have nothing in common with Mexicans. They do have one thing in common that dominates their life, and that is their language. And who taught them that language? Catholics. Catholics taught them that language. Yes, we've all got skeletons in our closet. I'm watching the Borgia. Is it the Borgias? Borgias. My wife just turned off Game of Thrones. She won't watch it anymore because it's violence against women. They're shooting nude women with arrows, and they don't give you a warning that they're going to do it. So Game of Thrones is off the list. It's on the watch list now. And they show you the Borgias, you know, the filth and the corruption of the papacy in Italian Rome. But they never show you all the good that the Catholic Church does. They won't show you, like Pope John, suffering in his final years for Christ, right? They won't show you that. How many pictures have you seen of Pope Francis? You've seen, I bet you haven't seen more than two. Now, how long has the guy been there? Now, if Lindsay Lohan can get pictures in her appearance, court appearances, which are about eight a week, I think that the Pope is entitled, Pope Francis, the good Pope, is entitled to a little press. But you know what? The communist press hates Catholicism, hates evangelicals, hates the Southern Baptists, right? What do they do with the Southerners? They show all Southerners as toothless, incestuous, ignorant, dumb, and you buy it. You buy it. Why don't you go down and take a walk through? Don't go to Atlanta because they'll kill you in Atlanta. Communism has won in Atlanta. CNN reporter just got ripped off in Atlanta by three guys, and you can't give the color anymore. But they're BLACK. Yeah, give me a break, man. What are you going to do? You can't give colors anymore? Suppose you get run over by a car and say, what, did you see the color of the car? Yeah, it was BLACK. Give me a break, man. If a white guy rips you up, I want to know he's white. I want to know. I want to know who's disgracing the race. Yeah. Okay. So we have a celebration today called Cinco de Mayo. It has nothing to do with the USA, but we love our Mexican brothers and sisters. And if it's a happy holiday for them, then we will wish them a vaya con Dios. But when the communists hijack it and use it to incite the revolution and accuse the gringo, the blanco gringo, of enslaving the Mexican peons, it's time to say this is no longer a party. This is a communist party, and I don't like communist parties. So I did a little blog today, and it's entitled Cinco de Shippo. Sink the ship. Atención, people with good intentions, don't let the communists hijack your holiday. La Raza is bad news. La Raza is divisive. La Raza intends to make you a slave. If you don't believe me, ask the Cuban people who the boss is. Don't let the communists hijack your holiday. On the 5th of May, 1862, under the leadership of a peasant general named Zaragoza, or as they say in Andalusia, Zaragoza, 4,500 Mexicans defeated 6,000 French. That's one more lesson that liberty thrives and overcomes Tory terrorism. Sadly, the celebration of Cinco de Mayo was easily hijacked by the communists in the USA, who use it to destroy American unity. Yeah, I have a friend that went to a swearing-in ceremony of people that became American citizens, and a communist legal eagle got up there and told the audience that was becoming They were waving the little American flags, and they were becoming American citizens. Their dream had come true. And he got up there and told them that they're going to find prejudice, hate, and that everybody's going to hate them because of the color of their skin, and they're going to be discriminated against because of their language and their skin, and they're going to be denied housing, and they're going to be denied jobs. And this is what this son of a bitch was doing. He was brainwashing. He was brainwashing those people. So when they went out in the street, they were ready for a fight. And that son of a bitch should burn in hell for what he did. And he said, here's my number. If somebody discriminates against you, call me. And that's the... So he, those people walked out into the free USA expecting to be spit on. Is that what we're doing? Is that how we build unity in this country? So, in the same year, 1862, that our... Your President Lincoln of the new land was fighting to save the Union with the words, a house divided cannot stand. And Jesus says a man cannot serve two masters. He will love one and hate the other. I say those who divide us will destroy us. And that is their plan. And that is their intention. It is like somebody coming to you and tell you your wife is cheating and she is faithful. No one will benefit but the destroyer. Cinco de Mayo is a Mexican holiday that we all enjoy. Personally, I would like to see a national holiday that celebrates the love of us all for the Blessed Mother, Our Lady of Guadalupe Day, when Christ wins and communism loses. Viva Cristo Rey! And I'll give you another tune.
If you search for tenderness, it isn't hard to find. You can have the love you need to live. But if you look for truthfulness, you might just as well be blind. It always seems to be so hard to give. If I wear my heart out on my sleeve, but I don't want some pretty face to tell me pretty lies. All I want is someone to be. Thank you. Tell me where else can I turn? 'Cause you're the one that I depend upon. See, it's such a lonely world where everyone is so untrue.
You know, that massacre that took place up in Sandy Hook, one guard with a gun could have saved some lives. Two guards with guns could have saved a lot of lives. What they should have done, instead of Obama trotting out all of those victims, the parents, for a chance to take everybody's guns away that will need them when he comes to kill them, what they should have done is they should have asked all of those parents, do you think your kid would have had a chance if we had a couple of guards here with guns? They never asked the parents that. They never asked the parents. Women need guns. And I'll tell you, NRA, you're missing the boat. You should have a campaign to enroll women in an NRA safety course. You would double in size tomorrow if you handled it right. Women need guns today more than ever. Any woman who does not take a gun handling NRA course is leaving herself wide open for a sad turn of events. And better a gun course than karate lessons. You don't need a big one. They have some cute ones that come with a Coach holster. Ladies had muff guns in the 1800s. Oh, please don't hurt me. Blam, blam. I didn't know she had a gun in the muff. Yeah. The owner of the teensy weensy Derringer Company is a woman. You can get 15 rounds off before the operator can say 911. And don't let them limit you into the number of rounds. They say, listen, I need more rounds. I'm a bad shot. Yeah, I think if you're a bad shot, you should get more rounds. A guy that can pull a clump of your hair, that's what happened to that CNN reporter. The guy tore a clump of hair out of her head to take her cell phone. He can cut your throat also. It only requires a mood change. You know, now he's doing it for fun and laughs, but someday he may do it in a rage. A couple of rounds can change the subject. You don't have to kill them. You could just give them something to think about. Yeah, like which hospital? Where's the closest hospital? Okay, hang in there. We'll see what else we're going to talk about. It's really sad. Really sad. Obama did leave those guys to die. You're going to find that out tomorrow. He left. That was a political decision. How sad. And Hillary Clinton will never be president of the United States. I don't care. I don't care if they count the votes in Spain. Okay, here's one. What is this one? Oh, Bill Clinton's military career. Would you like to hear about his military career? I think that somebody sent me this. Bill Clinton's military career. What a hero. Somebody sent it to me. Bill and Hillary got about $12 million for their to-be-written memoirs. Here's some help for them since their memories are getting old. Bill and Hillary, 1970. Bill Clinton's military career. He registers for the draft on September 8, 1964, accepting all contractual conditions of registering for the draft. Selective service number 326-46228. Bill Clinton is classified 2S on 2 Slick. On number November the 17th, 1964, 58,000 guys on a wall, and Clinton didn't serve. John Kerry served, and then he testified against the 58,000 guys on the wall. Bill, and he's now what? He's now Secretary of State? Oh, we're going to do good. Yeah. Wait till you see the Taliban, all the catch-up they get. And Bill Clinton reclassified 1A. That means you're good to go. On March the 20th, 1968. Bill Clinton ordered to report for induction on July the 28th, 1969. He refuses to report and is not inducted into the military. He's reclassified to 1D after enlisting in the United States Army Reserves on August the 7th, 1969, under the authority of cover-up Colonel E. Holmes. I think he snowed that colonel, and the colonel bought it. Bill Clinton fails to report to his duty station at the University of Arkansas, ROTC. Rule number one, if you're going to have a draft, everybody goes. No exceptions. If you got a bad leg, you go into the bad leg platoon. If you're blind, you go in to the blind men's platoon. No exceptions. Everybody goes. Bill Clinton reclassified 1A, October 30th, 1969. As enlistment with Army Reserves is revoked by Colonel Holmes, who got snooked, and Clinton is now AWOL and subject to arrest. Registrant who has failed to report remains liable for induction. Bill Clinton's birth date lottery is 311, drawn December the 1st, 1969. But anyone who has been ordered to report for induction is ineligible. Bill Clinton runs for Congress 1974 while a fugitive from justice under Public Law 90-40. Bill Clinton runs for Arkansas Attorney General 1976 while a fugitive from justice. Bill Clinton receives pardon on January the 21st, 1977 by Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter, the worst president until Obama bin Laden. Bill Clinton becomes the first pardoned federal felon ever to serve as president of the United States. My wife just told me about Calvin Coolidge. He was a vice president, Calvin Coolidge. Do you know where he was when he found out that I think it was Garfield died of a heart attack, and he was now the president of the United States? You know where he was in Vermont? Guess. He was baling hay, helping his father. And they swore him in at a local justice of the peace up there in Vermont. And he served the country for 6 years. And he said that, and when he died, he didn't want to be buried with a lot of pomp and circumstance. He just wanted to be buried with his fellow Vermonters. You know, the people that came from Ethan Allen's stock, and now look at it. It looks like Woodstock. What a disgrace. They got two communists that are running for office up there. And here you had great guys like Calvin Coolidge. After the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, President Clinton promised that those responsible would be hunted down and punished. After the 1995 bombing in Al-Khobar Towers, Saudi Arabia, which killed 5 U.S. military personnel, Clinton promised that those responsible would be hunted down and punished. This guy is the most deceptive president in the history. And all the suckers bought him. They bought him because he was a good time Charlie. He did a little coke, did a little weed, dabbled in women. He was an average American, my ass. Harry Truman wouldn't be seen in the same room with him. After the 1998, you know what Harry Truman said? Harry Truman said, if a man can't be faithful to his family, how can he be faithful to his country? And you people down there that are playing with this Mark Sanford, get rid of him. He's the Anthony Weiner of the Carolinas. After the 1998 bombing of U.S. embassies in Africa, which killed 224 and injured 5,000, notice the explosions are getting bigger. Clinton promised that those responsible would be hunted down and punished. After the 2000 bombing of the USS Cole, which killed 17 and injured 39 U.S. sailors, Clinton promised that those responsible would be hunted down and punished. Now, do you think his wife cares about those four guys trapped in Benghazi? It's only four. What does it matter how they died? So what else did they say here? Maybe if Clinton had kept those promises, an estimated 3,000 people in New York and Washington, D.C., who are now dead would be alive today. Oh, yeah, I call the World Trade Center the Clinton Towers. They could say, what did Bush know and when did he know it? And who was the first one to make that war cry? Hillary Clinton. If you elect Hillary Clinton, you might as well go and elect the devil. I would rather vote for Putin than vote for Hillary Clinton. And Obama is going to go down as the first worst black president. That's what we're going to get with this Obama. And it's really, I really feel bad. I really feel bad that this was the best that could come out of the Democrat Party. I really do. I feel bad for all the blacks who voted for him for all the right things. They were conned. Bill gets about $12 million for his memoir yet to be written. Well, Hillary Clinton got the same thing. She got one in advance. And I used to joke about it. You know those copybooks, the black and white marble copybooks? I offered Simon & Schuster my book, which had more information in it than Hillary's book. My book had times tables and weights and measures. Really sad. Really sad. We got 6 minutes left. Let's see what we can do here. Thinking of Ethan Allen and the Green Mountain Boys. You know, they seized the Fort Ticonderoga during the American Revolution. That's when Vermont had heart, and Vermont had the spirit of America. And when Ethan Allen kicked in the front door of the fort, he said, "Surrender in the name of the great Jehovah." And now they're talking about court-martialing troops that invoke the name of God. Now, How did that happen? Who took over the Pentagon? If Patton went to the Pentagon tomorrow, how many guys would be sailing out of windows? How many shots would ring out in each office? Okay, here's the news. Hitler killed 6 million Jews in 6 years. We killed 6 million babies in 5 years. Hey, Adolf, we got you beat, baby. The most profound statement in this regard is found in Matthew 18:2-6, with parallel passages in Mark 9 and Luke 17. Oh, wait a minute, let me get my gun and Bible here. The passage from Matthew reads, "Then Jesus called a little child to him, set him in the midst of them, and said, Assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as a little child, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child," and who's more humble than a little child? Who's more innocent than a little child? And we got guys that are making millions cutting their heads off. And we're worried about Al-Qaeda cutting heads off. We're better than Al-Qaeda, man. We can beat them any day in a week. "As this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, who receives one little child like this in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones to believe in me to sin or to die, it would be better for him if a millstone was hung around his neck and he was drowned in the depth of the sea." So, you can see that the word fetus is the devil's word. Yes, my friends. And final solution is to fetus. Islam values human life. Now, this is in the Quran. This is clearly expressed in the Quran, where we are told that in the sight of God, killing a human is a very serious matter. See Quran 5:32. The Quran teaches that on the day of judgment, parents who killed their children will be under trial for that crime, and their children will be witness against them. Oh, man. Wait till the jihadis find out. They're in trouble. "Suffer little children to come unto me," says Jesus Christ. "A nation is measured by the morality of its women." 15 years old and they're buying the pill. That's from Fulton Sheen. He didn't say about the pill. He just said, "His nation is measured by the morality of its women." Today we killed 4,700 American babies. That's all the Americans who died in the Iraq war. We kill them in one day. One day. And tomorrow we will do it again. I heard a woman say today, "I can't believe anyone can kill a six-month-old baby. It's not like a six-week-old fetus." 6 months, lady, 6 weeks, the flower is the same. Planned slaughterhood with our taxpayer government grants kills 700 Latino niños every day, 1,100 black babies every day, and 1,200 white babies. Genocide is big business. I have a picture of a beautiful little girl who was killed by Goswell, the butcher. She has 2 inches of hair on her head. Did you know the Senate voted no anesthesia for aborted babies? I watched them debate today about the horror of killing babies and the pain that the babies feel. But when the Senate came to vote, the Senate voted babies do not feel pain, and therefore they're not entitled to anesthesia. Because if they admitted that babies feel pain, they would have to admit the babies are human. And this jerk Senator By stands up and goes, "Who can say when conception begins?" I could tell you. You can go to any Atlantic City casino and pull the lever on the one-armed bandits. And when you get 3 Liberty Bells straight across, that's jackpot. And jackpot takes 1 minute. And that's the same. That's right. When that sperm hits that egg, that's jackpot. And immediately the soul is ordered from heaven to join the body. Why does the communist media cover up chop shop atrocities? Can we give this child a name, or is she going out with the garbage? When Eisenhower marched entire villages surrounding Nazi death camps, he made the people who looked the other way bury the bones. Will God do that to us? That murdered child was not only butchered by a doctor, she was destroyed by American law. I call her Linda Mujer, because she will never be called Linda Mujer. And one day God will hold his Nuremberg trials. And my only plea for mercy will be I tried to stop it, but I did not try hard enough. Say a little prayer for Linda Mujer. It is sad. We are murderers. We make Sodom and Gomorrah look like Disney World. Okay, I'm signing off with Hurt.
But even